You're listening to Ben Davis Giants Football on WBDG, Indianapolis.
Hey, let's go! It's
going to be fourth down. Last play of the game, barring a penalty.
It all comes down
open
to
your ball, open your action. Victory will not be handed to you.
Tom Allen jumping up and down, getting everybody into it. One play.
Number one, Ben Davis Football is physical. Number one, Ben Davis Football is hit.
Okay,
who's
going
to go home?
That's what we want.
All you seniors, will you let this be taken away from you? Don't do it. No way.
You must go seize the
moment. It's
going
to come down to the signal. Touchdown, Ben Davis. Touchdown, Ben Davis. The Giants win.
I am honored every day to put on something that says Ben Davis Football. I am honored.
When you hit the door, you're a Ben Davis Giant.
This is Ben Davis. We're coming.
And welcome here to Inside Ben Davis Football. I am your host this year, Elijah Ennis, with my co-host Garrett Burkle, and with the head coach of the Ben Davis Giants, Coach Russ Mann. Coach Russ Mann, how you doing?
Not too bad, not too bad. Nice little practice today.
Nice little practice, that's good. So, Coach Mann, let's go through your thoughts on the last game, because last game was a battle.
Without a doubt, yeah, it was. It didn't matter who the opponent was after the IMG game. We knew it was going to be a difficult one to partner up with, matched up emotionally and with the atmosphere that was going to be created. And then nonetheless, it had to be a rival across the city, Warren Central, who came ready to play. And they are not – like they may have started off 0-2, but that's not a 2-3 football program. At least they are going to continue to get better. They have a box that's pretty good. They have an O-line that's good. They have a D-line that's great. They have backers that fly around, and the defensive backs play real well. So that's the team that's going to get scary when the playoffs come around.
So, Coach, you end this four-game home streak, four straight home games. How do you kind of, adjust to the road?
That's a great question because just in our staff meeting, thinking back to Moeller, that's been some time ago, and then that last one was out of state. So this is actually the first time we are going to travel leaving after school and playing an opponent that's just around the 465 area. So it's actually our first regular road trip, and I know probably a lot of teams have done this two or three times. So it'll be nice to get into that routine of try to keep it as close to a home game after school as possible. But let's see how our team – we did just fine with a road trip to Cincinnati, but let's see how we are and if we can get prepared for the playoffs and the road trips that we'll have to take in the playoffs.
Coach, you always talk to us about, like, there are certain times during the game where, you know, the team doesn't do well in certain situations, and we saw last week that the special teams did not look so great out there.
You're right, and we have addressed that. You can probably hear my voice right now. I'm a little raspier. It was like there's some mechanics that were some details that I think our guys we had not stressed it enough in the last week, and then there are some details that would assist in putting us in positions to make plays. Just some simple things that we had to go back to and make sure that we understand some advantages that we give ourselves if we do these little techniques. And they're not things that if you don't it's on the coaches. If we don't explain why we do it, then the players won't realize the advantages that it gives us later. So made modifications to some circuits yesterday for special teams, and we had high focus and attention to detail on some specifics of the coverage teams today.
Coach, Elijah Price was back this week for a majority of the game. He had 12 carries, 73 yards, and two scores on the ground. How healthy is he, and then how, you know, important is it to get him, 100% healthy down the stretch?
Well, he's healthy. The running backs all have a unique role for us. We have a stable of them. As you can see, as the game goes on, Elijah usually takes the first two series, and then you see Isaac come in, and then Cam come in. And then if we get the right opportunities, Zion. So it's nice to get everybody touches to keep everybody fresh. But he did end up with 12 carries. He had some catching on the backfield as well, too, and he had a touchdown reception on the backfield. Nice catch, too. Had run the play a few previous plays earlier and then was able to bring that in. So he has a knack for finding the end zone, too. So once we get across that side of 50, just knows where the end zone is and is able to score us some points.
I wanted to add up on that question, Coach. We've seen that Price did have a great game with 12 carries, but we didn't see much of the other back for the other backup backs. I mean, Morrison with one carry and then Isaac White with two. Is there any reason why?
This game, we actually ran the quarterback a little bit too. So there's another running back back there. He took some of the carries because of the box that we were going against and trying to get another hat on a defender. We used the quarterback run game a little bit there. Morrison did have another carry that was a huge carry at the late third quarter, but it was called back. That took a lot of yards off of him there. He did have some out of the backfield, but we have a stable of running backs, and it's difficult to manage all of the running backs and their carries as well as the receivers. It's very sharing the ball is a challenge that it's a good challenge to have because we have the skill position to do so. But yes, in this particular one, I believe Isaac had two, and then Cam had one carry.
Coach, you know, is there anyone that really impressed you for your Giants last Friday?
Well, with the question you asked before coming on air, the job that Tariq had to do moving positions is the first time he's had to do that position. He's had the voice on the inside. He's had in opportunities for with the summer and if in certain substitution situations. Usually Drew pops in there and plays the behind Nyland, and or Caleb Scott would be the one that's a sophomore. But for the quick veterans on the field, keeping as many things as possible, we were able to put more veterans on the field by putting Tariq into that position, and it's something he hasn't really repped that much. So that was a lot to put on his plate, and he had less than 24 hours to figure it out. But then AC, obviously, this is five games and three interceptions. It's not easy now. The quarterbacks are coached so well to not throw interceptions. Back in the 90s, you could see somebody popping off for 8, 9, 10 interceptions. And now that I've just said that he has three, he probably 5 weeks from now will have three. So I probably just jinxed him. But however, it's not as easy to get interceptions because the quarterbacks are so well coached. It's not like 1990s football anymore. So him having three and the amount of tackles that he had a nice game for us defensively.
You guys had a nice defense-to-air game last week on Friday against Warren Central. Which Warren Central kind of, you know, dominated on the run game with 172 all yards against with all-purpose yards on the ground. How do you guys, you know, explain the difference between the Warren Central air game and their running game?
Well, they lost their quarterback early in the game, and the good news is we hear he's going to come back, at least for the playoffs. So you hate to hear if you would lose the whole full season. So losing their junior quarterback, returning starter, probably took a big shot at their passing game. They put a freshman in there, and the freshman did a nice job. I thought their coaching staff did a good job of easing him into the game. They didn't come in and just, like, start chucking the ball around, but they eased him in there, started to make the throws a hair longer, and then he ended up having some completions on that last drive that assisted in their run game, assisted in their passing game yards. The run game, they have four returning starters on the offensive line. They're a very well-coached offensive line group. Coach Graves and Coach Griner over there do a really good job with them, with the run game. And they obviously were able – they're tough. They're tough-nosed running backs. They always have been. They've been running backs their whole life. They run hard. They see the vision of the holes, and they were making some nice cuts. And then the line plays really well. They play as a unit really well. They're a really physical group, and it's one of the better O-lines that we have faced this year besides the one that we faced the week before.
So, Coach, on a very serious note, during the game, there was some activity outside the stadium. I just had, you know, if you don't want to comment on it, that's all good. But I was just, you know, wondering, you know, how you thought your team and the whole, you know, Ben Davis, you know, how the whole Giants family kind of handled that situation.
Well, I at first, the noise obviously sounded like fireworks. Mm-hmm. To myself and to others as well. I was not part of the program when an incident happened earlier with some students from other schools. I love letting students be on a campus on Friday night. If it's basketball games, making sure that it's the place to be on a Friday night. It's making sure that they're around the school bodies around and enjoying the atmosphere, enjoying the being with their school on Friday nights. And I thought, as we have responded to the thing that happened 2 years ago, this is a beautiful place. It's a beautiful campus around the, every sight line that you look at, you look to the north, south, east, west, you have tree lines, you have beautiful buildings, you have the open face brick, you have or stone, you have a beautiful campus where if you remember just a week ago where how packed it was, and the lights flash after touchdowns, the music is outstanding. We have the wooded area to the south. This is the place to be on the west side. This is the place to be on Friday nights. And so fireworks, it was, if it were fireworks, whatever it is, it actually, in my head, it was right after Ben Davis or after Warren Central scored. So I was like, well, missed timing of these fireworks. That this is our own place. It was like, those are usually where they are, where a cannon shoots off for a place that scores touchdown. I don't know which one it is. One of the Bloomingtons. I was like, man, that is loud down there. Or Columbus. Mm-hmm. There's a cannon that goes off in the end zone. I just thought somebody mistimed the post touchdown or post PAT. And they just tied the game. So I'm glad we were able to move on from it. And it is campuses are where kids need to be on Friday nights. So let's move forward with that.
Right on.
One last question before we go to break, Coach. You speak to. Have you spoken to Mike Kirshner, Coach Kirshner for Warren Central after the game?
Yeah, like we just both teams, you know, with a game like that, there's a lot of emotion in it. So it was a very short after the game. A lot of the coaches' staff was, if you were with us, it seemed like we're mostly frustrated. So there wasn't a lot of embracing afterward. There wasn't a lot of there's a lot of former friends over there, and we didn't talk until almost Saturday, you know, or Saturday afternoon. A lot of the coaches felt like it was a good battle for Warren Central, and a lot of us, Ben Davis coaches, were frustrated. So afterward, it was more address your own teams, and it was on Saturday there were more conversations because our JV and freshmen played together. So we're over there. There's a lot more, a lot less emotion then, a lot less at stake. So it was a lot more cordial conversation then.
Mm. So we're gonna take a quick 30-second break here on Inside Ben Davis Football.
Thanks to Chuck Bear Carpenter Realtors for his support. Chuck Bear with Carpenter Realtors offers services such as analysis of your home's value, a marketing plan, and knowledge of the market. Serving central Indiana counties, Chuck Bear Carpenter Realtors can be reached at 317-698-3339. Online at chuckbear.callcarpenter.com. Thank you to Chuck Bear Carpenter Realtors for their support.
Now back to Inside Ben Davis Football, presented by Bear Realtor.
And welcome back here on Inside Ben Davis Football. I'm your host this year, Elijah Enders, with my co-host, Garrett Burkle, and with head coach of the Ben Davis Giants, Russ Mann. So, Coach Mann, your next game, this game is an away game for you guys, travel game. You haven't had one since week one against Moeller. I know you guys is, well, Moeller was out of state, but not too far, but I know you guys are a little bit ready going against Lawrence North here. They're 4-1 and also 2-0 in the mix, just like you guys. So how have you guys been preparing against this team?
And they're very close to being 5-0. They're a team. Pat Maller took over a program that had just gone defeated the year before, and he it took him just a year or two to get it going. And he has done a nice job of turning Lawrence North around, and they have become a team that is very difficult to beat now. And they have a lot of juice going on over there. He last week going into Carmel at Carmel, they're 4-0, and they had an opportunity just like Warren did really, really late in the game to kick a game time field goal. And unfortunately for the Wildcats, it was blocked. And then Carmel took a knee and the game was over. So they outgained Carmel by about 160 yards too. So they left some points on the board. They got stuffed on, 4th and goal from the 2. They also had another opportunity down at the goal line, and they missed a field goal. So they left some points out there like we did last week as well. So I bet the Wildcats are going to go back a little frustrated and make sure they'll be ready to play here this Friday.
Coach, the Wildcats have freshman running back LaZavion Moore, who, you know, is absolutely spectacular. How does your defense kind of contain him this week?
Well, we better make sure contain is the right word. He's got some speed. He's catching the ball on the backfield nicely. And if he gets going, we could be in trouble there. Because as a freshman, that is good for the Wildcats. He'll be around for a while. They keep coming at running back over at LN. They had a guy by the last name Jones about 4-ish years ago. Before that, they have a stable of running backs that Coach Mallory has. And then Ali Richardson last year, he seemed like he was the 5th or 6th year kid. Like, he just, man, he is back again. So this kid is going to be a freshman for him now, which is going to be a name that you're going to be asking about for quite some time. Like, This running back is special for him. We might have made sure the word that you use in that question contained. We got to make sure we contain him. Making sure that we group tackle if he does bust one out, and keep an eye on him on the backfield for some of the wheel routes and flat routes that he runs for the Wildcats.
Also, Coach, you know, Lawrence has a great dynamic run game, but they can also hit you with the side with a passing game with a great wide receiver on their side, Davion Chandler, averaging 87 yards per game. So you can't forget that too, right?
Without a doubt, they have a speed too. It's like the Lawrence's. Lawrence Central, Lawrence North, both programs have a lot of speed at the skill position, and this is the first test of the Lawrences. Not just Chandler, number eight, also the other, like there's a few others that have catches. You got to keep an eye on Israel. Is fast. 12, 10, 8, they all can catch a ball in space, so they are a very difficult, like there's a pretty polished group as receivers, and they, even on run game, they're running the routes hard, which means you have to honor them, which takes your secondary out of position and gives more space for number 24, the running back, to make plays. So, yes, this is a pretty good group that we have to defend against on Friday night.
So, Coach, obviously, you know, you love to play at home as much as you can, but there's some intrigue. You know, you like to play on the road as well. Some players obviously love to play on the road. How excited is the locker room to, you know, get back on the road after this 4-week home stretch?
Yeah, we even as the coaching staff, it's nice just to break up the monotony a little bit, to see if there's other ways to do football games than go harvest, go to our field house, go out to the stadium. So it is nice to actually change up the routine a little bit. Thought we did a nice job against Westfield in the scrimmage and that road trip. And I thought we did a nice job against Moeller. So it's been a while, so we'll see. And if we aren't able to get a fast start in this game, then there's only going to be one more chance or one more opportunity to make sure we're prepared for road games and make sure we do well against Lawrence Central. So we have both Lawrences on the road. So this is a test. Going to be taking a lot of notes and seeing if as we begin the transition from school to the bus and then to the bus to the game, well, I'd be just briefly taking notes, making sure, okay, if this is is this the pattern of how we want to do things? And we only have one more opportunity to make any type of adjustments before the playoffs begin.
Coach, what are some flaws you guys are working on that you know you got to get better to get ready for this Lawrence North game?
Well, one circuit we put in this week was catching the ball in contact situations. We have had some moments with on some third downs where if there's just a little contact, we're not coming up with that ball. And then, there are times we are making the catch, but making sure we make that catch at a higher rate. And then we dropped some picks this past week. So both of them are with awkward hits happening at the same time. So we put in a circuit today. We designed it as coaching staff Sunday morning, and we all owned it. There's at least two coaches in each station, so quarterbacks on the ball, and we were making some catches through contact to make sure that we can get those key, those crucial catches to keep a drive going, and then if we have the opportunity for interceptions, that we are coming down with it. So that was one of the details that we focused on. Another one is scoring from the red zone. We do score from space a lot of times, but making sure that in the chance, if we are inside the 15, inside the 10, inside the 5, what does our offense look like from there? We had to do it a few times against Moeller, but we haven't had to do it that often since then. And then IMG was one time where we were, okay, now we're down to the goal line. What are some go-to things that we're going to do so we can perfect that? And then obviously that we started the show with a coverage on special teams and some of the details on that.
So, Coach, you know, obviously – this is this huge, huge game this week, and you know, it could be one of the games that kind of decides the MIC conference. How excited are you to, you know, you already are in MIC play, but again, how excited are you to finally, you know, get this final home stretch done and then move on to playoffs?
Yeah, the playoffs. That's about the most important thing as we gear up and make sure we have the best version of ourselves going into October, late October, making sure we're playing November football. The MIC championships, conference championships. Those are things that are cool for the history books, whatever. That's not the championship you really want to play for. What your goal is, what your mind is. And I know schools like winning conference championships. I know there are for history books like conference championships. That's great. Go ahead, just put that. You could type that one down. It's the other trophy that's in the shape of Indiana that we have our vision on. So as we are trying to gear our best version of ourselves for the playoffs, this is somebody that we could easily see again. It would be on November 10th. They are a feisty group, fast group, pretty electric, moving around on defense. That it's a fight over there in that sectional between Cathedral, LC, and then North Central. So whoever survives that sectional, this would be that possible November 10th opponent.
Coach, I wanted to ask you another question. This Lawrence North defensive line, the linebacking core, is looking really dangerous. I mean, so far in the total of five games, they have 29 total sacks. I mean, very impressive, you can tell. I mean, it's the offensive line is going to be prepared and ready for this, what they're going to bring in.
That was something, just a text message I got coming on over here. Coach Ferris said something about we're going to move around the scout defense a lot more and make sure we have that look and we're prepared for it. And they have come a long way defensively, too. They're well coached. I don't know if I would pronounce his last name right, but it's like Dan Kilich is their defense coordinator, and he's Kelich, however you say it, but he's done a nice job, and he's got what also is the same thing with Warren last week and then LN this week. You see a lot of you don't see a lot of confusion by the players, and you don't see a lot of palms or panic before the snap. A lot of players seem to know the calls, seem to know the coverages. There's no confusion. There are no big completions with one player looking to another. So it's a clean defense. I've watched LN progress for over the years, and he's done a very nice job with the defense. They do a lot of, there's a lot of chaos over there, but it's organized chaos, and so there it creates a lot of big time plays for them. Yes,
Coach. Is there anyone that is there anyone you're trying to get going? You know, kind of in this final home stretch of the season and going into playoffs. Is there anyone you want to see? You know, take a bigger, you know, step of improvement, you know, heading into playoff, you know, territory?
Well, with the lot of talent at our skill position, it's anybody who could get going on one night, two night, two, just against the IMG. There's Nate Williams with 10 catches, 11 catches. And then last week, it's Mark Zachary with 10 catches, 11 catches. This week, it could be Zane with 10 catches, 11 catches. We're going to try to find a new spot, move him around a little bit more and get some other spots to get him comfortable just in case the lineups have to switch a little bit. But whoever as a staff will realize what the game plan is and what adjustments we have to make, and then it's that person, that's that person's night. You might end up with 7-8 catches. This is the space that we're going to find you open. Running back wise, making sure they're all fresh, making sure they're all ready against Pike. Isaac had 12-14 carries, and making sure all of them, you know, see a few carries each game, and in the event that they are the ones that are getting 8 to 10 carries or 12 carries one night. Defensively, any type of new lineup that need to be made, so making sure in the event something like this were to happen again with the lineup, that some people are comfortable in some other positions, that we are not confused when it comes to playoffs, in the event that we have to do that just before a game or in the middle of a game.
Who are some of the guys on LN side that you're looking out for?
Well, I'll tell you, the like we talked about on their offensive side of the ball, and all their whole perimeter is pretty good. Number eight, like we started Chandler a little bit earlier, Israel Jackson, and then Montez, the quarterback, I'm not going to say his last name right, Aspillet, he has gotten even tougher, being able to even run the ball as well, too. So whatever lineup they go offensively, however they move their whatever quarterback they go with, whatever game plan they end up, if they're going to try to run the ball against us more, if they're going to try to pass the ball, they have quite the perimeter that's very difficult to defend. Defensively, looking out for the chaos that they, as far as personnel, making sure that none of them get too high up off of the chaos that they create. So I know as a staff, we are developing some game plans to take away the perimeter and making sure that we can at least limit the chaos that they cause on defense.
Coach, I want to talk about Thomas Gawkowski real quick. You know, so far he's been looking pretty good throughout this season, but last game it was a high so low game for him. A completion percentage was 51%, but still had over 200 yards. Do you think we can see better from him coming against this Lawrence North defense?
Now, there was a spot there late first quarter all the way to the third quarter. He had 13 pass opportunities. He completed 12 passes. So he went 12 for 13 there. He followed it up with 7 incomplete passes, but they was giving him a little crap about that. I think it was yesterday at practice, like, man, you got hot there for a second, and then followed it up with 7 incompletes. But there were some nice different passes that he was throwing. He put a little touch on one in the corner of the end zone to Mark Zachary. It was a nice to see a different angle ball that Thomas threw, and then now he kind of regrets it because at that moment, their cornerback, who did a nice job, he ended up with 10 tackles, Sean Pennington, number one, was able to recover and break it up. So, yes, it was nice there for a second where it got hot. We had an opportunity to bust that game open, but there were some near misses, and some of those is why we were working on the detail of catching the ball in traffic. In the event that there is a 50-51 or you are getting banged in the back while you're catching a first down, make sure we come down with those.
Coach, on Friday, how do your Giants improve to 5-1 and beat Lawrence North?
Well, we're coming out ready to play. Now that we the last week, we were able to survive that. We went back to, you know, the lab, make sure we were humbled a little bit. That, you know, the attention to detail, some of the holding calls that we had. We got to make sure that our technique, keeping the hands inside, especially key moments of making contact with a defensive lineman, knowing when a play breaks, that we got to make sure we have our hands off, maybe even not wearing green gloves and making sure we wear gloves that don't stick out so much, making it so obvious. But that one we joke about a little bit. But if we come out and we have the opportunity to extend a score, that was something that we talked about early in the year. It's very difficult for 15, 16, 17-year-olds to come back from a two-score deficit. And if we have the opportunity to do this against Atlanta, it'd be great. And understand that they are also just 4-1, and they are probably a team that is a little frustrated with that loss, too. Just like we were frustrated with the win that we just had against Warren. Felt like we could have extended that lead and opened up the game a few different times. We have our hands full with this Lawrence North team. They've matched up pretty well against the Giants in the past. Do not overlook them. 5-1 sounds a lot better than that 4-2.
Coach, is Nyland Brown going to be ready and prepared for this next game?
Oh, yeah. Every injury, everybody's going to take care of it, going through the therapy, making sure they're doing the things to get their body right. And he is doing that himself right now. Like he immediately has taken the steps and things to make sure he's back on the field and as soon as possible.
Well, ladies and gentlemen, this is going to be near the end of Ben Davis, Inside Ben Davis Football here. I have been your host, Elijah Davis, with my co-host, Garrett Burkle, and head coach of the Ben Davis Giants football team, Coach Russ Mann. And on Friday at 7 o'clock, the Ben Davis Giants will take on Lawrence North at Lawrence North High School, which will be on the call will be Brody West and Owen Poley. So your Giants will be prepared going against the Lawrence North Wildcats. And I'm here, Elijah Ennis, your host on Inside Ben Davis Football. And this has been the end, ladies and gentlemen. Good night.
This has been a presentation of the Ben Davis Sports Radio Network.